Alia, no hands
Yes,
up?
I also cannot see any participants raising hands now. It's kind of normal, I think, in virtual settings, although we do encourage all participants to actively take the floor and participate in discussions. From the secretariat side, I just wanted to warmly thank all the presenters, because I think we heard today an interesting trend, and what we hear is that countries under the protocol that already had set targets. So by now we have almost all our countries that are protocol parties, but also some other states who had set their targets. But what we see now is that countries are actually looking into, well, first of all, implementation, and then the revisions once they understand that either the targets had been already implemented or that simply there are new developments such as COVID-19 that Helena, for example, mentioned. So we see the new trend of more and more countries trying to revise their targets, and indeed it's a good moment to look into the target implementation now in advance of the reporting cycle under the protocol, which will start from basically after this meeting and will continue until April next year. So we encourage countries to report on all the achievements and also on the plans, like we heard today about many different plans for new targets in your national summary reports. It would be important also that you address all the emerging issues and that you also focus on things that on the developments of the last year, such as COVID-19, because as you know, the protocol reporting template does not really take this aspect into account explicitly. But we will stop on this a bit more in the next item. Thank you very much once again, and very happy from the secretariat side to see so much progress. Thank you.
Thank you, Natalia.